right. Don't really have any injury update for you. The players are coming in now. I thought yesterday was a good team win. All phases contributed. I thought it's a nice bonus to make it to the playoffs for the whole organization, for the fans. Chiefs Kingdom is a wild place and very loyal in their support of us. So we appreciate that. We're going to prep ourselves to play the Raiders. So there are a bunch of scenarios out there. Don't really care about all of those. We're going to focus in on the Raiders and make sure that we get ourselves ready for a good football team. And listen, we have a ton of things that we need to improve on. And we'll continue to work on those as we go. So that's where we're at. Time's yours.
Andy, just to make sure I understood what you said, you're trying to win this game on Sunday.
That's what we're trying to do.
You're not going
to
play it like you played the San Diego game a couple of years ago?
I don't know all the scenarios. I mean, we're going to.
The AFC West. I mean, that's going to be out there for you.
Yeah, so we're going to get ourselves ready to play Oakland.
So was that a yes or a no?
It's a yes as we sit here right now, yes.
What kind of achievement would it be to win the AFC West as opposed to making the playoffs as a wild card?
They're all big. I mean, those are all important things. If you have an opportunity to win the AFC West, I think that's important. At the same time, it's also good to be in the playoffs, and that's an important part of your goals as a National Football League team. So we have one of those taken care of. We dug ourselves a bit of a hole, so this is in other people's hands right now, I believe, from what I understand. At least for the first part of it. So we'll see.
Is there anything that could happen tonight that could cause? Are there any possible scenarios that are still out there where you could possibly not play?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not very good with those things, so I haven't put a lot of time into that right now. I know tonight's deal. I got that. All of the other stuff, I'm not sure on. So I'll look at it. But right now, I'm full steam ahead on. On the Raiders. So we've already looked at yesterday's game as a staff, and I'm well into the Raiders part of it. So I'm pretty simple that way.
Jeremy Macklin, over 1,000 yards this season. Your 17 years as a head coach, I think you've only had four guys that have done that. You like to spread the ball around, you get different people involved. So to you, when you have a receiver that does top 1,000 yards, what does that mean about that guy?
Yeah, well, he's a good player. He was a good player before he came here. Still a good player. Not only brings the playing part of it, the actual physical part of making plays, but there's a certain attitude he brings with that too. So that's good to have. And we're glad we have him, and he's a good football player.
About his skill set that has allowed him. Well, first of all, has his skill set allowed you to open up the offense more and do more things and do different things? And if so, what are those things?
Yeah, well, he's really a smart guy, so you can move him around. I think that it gives you a little flexibility in the offense to do that. Are we doing a lot of different things? Not necessarily. But with him, we can put him in different spots. He handles all that very easily.
The throw that Alex made that we talked about yesterday, just the trust factor there. Is that kind of an example of the level of trust that Alex has in that guy? How quickly did that come between the two now looking back?
Yeah, I think it's developed with time here. You got to kind of know, especially in that situation right there. That's about as tight a window as you're going to have. I mean, he's got to fit in between the safeties, the corner, and then that linebacker that's kind of splitting that triangle right there and right off of his ear. It's not a very big window, so. there's got to be a massive amount of trust there and timing and work that's gone into that. That's something that we worked on in training camp, and we've kind of kept going here throughout the season. And I think it's, you know, there's that confidence within each other that's built up there.
How much of their chemistry together, Alex Smith and Jeremy Maclin's, do you think is because they're both smart guys? They're both cerebral players.
Well, I think that's important, but they've also got a good skill set, so you got to add that in there. There's a trust that Jeremy's going to be able to get open, and in a tight, tight window, that's not always easy to do. You've got to create space at times, and then you have to know that he can make all the catches, whether it's down low, high, back shoulder, you know. So that, all that goes into it, but it starts there is a aptitude part of that. Yeah.
Alex has set a career best in terms of rushing yards and passing yards this season. So what do you think the reason behind him being able to put up those numbers this season?
I think, listen, nobody works harder, first of all, so I don't want to take that. And he's a brilliant guy. But just the consistency of being in that same offense, doing the same things, you can see the comfort that he's got there. And, listen, do we all have room to improve? Yeah. So that's a pretty good thing to say when you're 30 years old. He can keep going here. He knows it. And it's one great thing about football. So it's you can always get a little bit better. But he's playing at a very high level right now.
With Alex as a runner, generally almost 100% of the time when he pulls the ball down, he's a runner. He doesn't look to throw it like maybe the quarterback we saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is that – him, or is that something you guys have coached him in?
Well, I think that's probably a little bit of both, I guess, but he knows he can run. I think the thing that he knows is he kind of knows where the seam on the front's going to be so he can get through, and then he knows what's been accomplished by the, you know, by the route. So if you go back and look, there are a couple guys that are open on shorter routes, but he knows that defense has been cleared out in a certain area where he can maybe maximize even what that route was going to take place. So he's got kind of a sixth sense there with that, and that's pretty good deal to have.
So what you're saying that you very seldom second guess any decision he makes to take off?
Yeah, I don't ever worry about that. He's got good judgment on things.
Your observations of the defense for the first time without Houston and Holly?
Yeah, I was probably the guys that stepped up and played, and we've had that all along. You've seen Danny come in and play the safety spot for Abdullah, and then Zombo jump in at outside linebacker. D is getting great play time here and putting pressure on the quarterback. Even though he didn't get home, he was right there and hitting them. And so, it's a – We've filled in a few people, and I think they've done a good job.
Have you seen any signs that the energy it takes to win 9 straight games has taken its toll at all?
I really haven't. They're as lively as ever. I mean, it's I really haven't seen that. We alter the practice numbers as we go throughout the season, and that helps them. They've got, Rick does a good job with the recovery part of it, and they take advantage of that. And, I think they're staying fresh mentally. I think that's all positive. We're able to play a lot of guys. I think that helps.
What do you mean when you say alter practice numbers?
You just cut back. As the season goes on, you just kind of cut back number of reps as you go. I mean, that's a common thing every year, so. But that all comes back to your question. So how do you keep the guys fresh? Everything's set up from training camp on so that when you hit December and January that the guys are as fresh as they possibly can be after playing a 16-game schedule.
You didn't have many opportunities with the ball in the second half, largely because you guys couldn't generate anything. As you went back and looked at the tape, what happened there?
Yeah, well, exactly. So if the other team's able to put together long drives, you should be able to do the same thing. And that's the objective there is to score. And so there were mistakes in there. There were things that and I could have put guys in better positions to do their jobs. And then the guys, there were a couple opportunities there that we need to take advantage of. So that's really what it was. So joint effort.
You said yesterday that you were going to give DeAnthony a little time to work those personal issues. Do you anticipate that time running into this week, or are you expecting to be full steam ahead starting Wednesday or today?
Yeah, I think I'll probably work through this week. I don't think, you know, there's not a time on. Doris is kind of dealing with that right now. And, you know, listen, sometimes you run into a bump in the road in your life, and you just kind of you work through it. And that's what he's doing. So whatever direction he goes. I'm just glad he's physically okay. That's the important thing.
Andy, do you anticipate Houston or Holly practicing this week?
We'll see. Day-to-day situation. You know, we'll see how that goes. They've both been rehabbing and working hard. They were both driving me crazy on the sideline yesterday like they wanted to be in there. So we'll see.
You think that's a good sign?
That was a good sign, yeah. That was good. They were into it. So.
John, where you guys were at 1-5 to where you are now, do you feel like this team's had to play with a playoff mentality and urgency these 9 consecutive games?
Yeah, so I would tell you that it's very hard to back-to-back games in the National Football League, let alone – you know, do what the guys have done. At least keep your focus that way. You saw it yesterday, a number of cases, man. And it doesn't really matter who you're playing. In this league, the margin between being good and not so good is very small. So there's so much parity in this league. So, for them to have the mental toughness to do what they've done, I think is absolutely a good foundation to build, have been built, and send you into the playoffs with.
Is there a...
Are we growing a mustache on the side? Huh?
No,
you can't.
Your evaluation of the National Anthem Center.
Yeah, she definitely takes after her mother, which is a good thing. And I thought she did a real nice job. I mean, it's hard to hear down there, but I mean, I thought she did a good job.
Hussein Abdullah, how far, where is he in the hole?
I think he's close to being back here. So pretty good chance he'll be back this week. We'll see again. That's kind of the day-by-day thing that we're talking about.